Then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, Speak to the Israelites and tell them, When any of you brings an offering to the Lord, you may bring as your offering an animal from the herd or the flock. If one's offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he is to present an unblemished male. He must bring it to the entrance to the tent of meeting for its acceptance before the Lord. He is to lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering so it can be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. And he shall slaughter the young bull before the Lord. And Aaron's sons, the priests, are to present the blood and sprinkle it on all sides of the altar at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Next, he is to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priest, shall put a fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, are to arrange the pieces, including the head and the fat, atop the burning wood on the altar. The entrails and legs must be washed with water, and the priest shall burn all of it on the altar as a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. If, however, one's offering is a burnt offering from the flock, from the sheep or goats, he is to present an unblemished male. He shall slaughter it on the north side of the altar before the Lord. And Aaron's sons, the priests, are to sprinkle its blood against the altar on all sides. He is to cut the animal into pieces, and the priest shall arrange them, including the head and fat, atop the burning wood that is on the altar. The entrails and legs must be washed with water, and the priest shall bring all of it and burn. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, a pleasing aroma to the Lord. If instead one's offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, he is to present a turtle dove or a young pigeon. Then the priest shall bring it to the twist off its head and burn it on the altar. Its blood should be drained out on the side of the altar. And he is to remove the crop with its contents and throw it to the east side of the altar in the place for ashes. He shall tear it open by its wings without dividing the bird completely. And the priest is to burn it on the altar, atop the burning wood. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, a pleasing aroma.